Okay, we're live.
But pre-recorded.
Huh?
Pre-recorded and edited.
We're live in the recording session. We're not live as a program.
Yeah.
Justin, maybe that day will once arrive.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Twitch.
Something.
YouTube live. Facebook live.
Oh, no. That's not a demographic.
Have you seen Vin Diesel's Facebook lives?
No.
There's something to watch.
Really?
I hear, yeah.
I don't really like accessing Facebook.
I don't access it either.
Then how do you know?
This YouTuber made a video about Vin Diesel's Facebook lives.
Oh. Facebook, it's... So Facebook came out in 2006.
Shit.
Or no. I think it came out maybe a year or two before. But I think it was rolled out for... Okay, so do you know what Facebook was before?
Like
not before it was hijacked by...
It was like something to do with universities, right?
So Facebook was initially targeted or aimed towards connecting people in colleges.
Mm.
And so when you signed up, you had to pick which school you went to.
Oh, it's like a LinkedIn.
I guess so. And yeah, so that's how it was initially. And it used to be amazing.
Yeah.
You know, you'd find people that, you know, you went to school with. When you were kids.
Did you use it during that time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, so that was, for a lot of people, if you're not talking about MySpace.
Yeah.
I had a MySpace account too, but it wasn't very active on it. But Facebook was just a different drug.
Oh, shit.
And it was instantaneously addictive.
It was like how TikTok is today.
I guess so. And this addiction was, I imagine that's what cocaine would feel like. Or heroin, maybe. The pleasure you got from using Facebook back then, before it became a nuisance, man, I can't describe that feeling to you. Now social media is addictive, and it's not a good addiction. You feel shitty once you use social media.
Yeah,
back then when Facebook, uncovering people you hadn't seen in like 10 years,
shit,
from like grade 5.
Damn.
Right, and there used to be this thing called a wall.
Yeah.
And that's where people would leave you messages. Oh, and those messages were public for people to see. Right? And I mean, you had, like, I think DMs too.
Yeah.
But writing on your friend's wall was a big thing.
Like writing in their yearbook almost.
Kinda. Yeah. And it was just... It was just a wonderful time.
Mm.
And now it's just... They see remedies for heart attacks and shit.
Yeah, fucking telling people to drink oil and shit.
Yeah.
Man, Facebook. The only experience I have with Facebook is somebody who never used it in their life. We had like a project in grade 5 and I was like, do it however you want. And one of like the suggested methods to do it, our teacher was like, make like a Facebook wall.
Hmm.
But we were like young kids. We had no idea what the fuck a Facebook wall looked like.
Yeah.
So nobody did that.
Yeah.
They all just made posters.
I just stopped using Facebook, I think, back in 2014.
Damn.
Just one day, just stopped.
Yeah. You know, my mom doesn't like Facebook.
She's like,
it's annoying.
I have logged on recently.
Yeah.
Because I needed to sell some stuff.
Oh, Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. And I started looking at people's pages, right? And like people I forgot existed. People who I did not know that. I hadn't even seen anything from them in 10 years.
Yeah.
And then once you start going down that rabbit hole, I felt the addiction coming back in. And I'm like, no. I gotta stop creeping people's profiles, man. This is so... We're done.
Damn.
Yeah. I had a ritual back then. So we had a desktop.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, you don't know the feeling of turning off your desktop with your big toe, do you?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I used to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay. I thought that was before your time.
No, we had a white computer, a white like screen and like a tower right on the floor, and then you push out the floor.
So back in those days when we had a desktop,
yeah,
you sit down and you just... So my ritual was get up in the mornings.
Yeah.
On my days off.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like when I had school, go sit in front of the computer.
Yeah.
Go on to the internet.
Yeah.
Search up Raptors news, basketball news, NBA.com, Raptors.com, Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Then I think make my way to a car site, look at car pictures, then look at houses, and then somewhere there was Facebook. So when I sat down in front of a laptop recently,
yeah,
I just... Okay, not even recently. Like if I'm sitting here in front of this laptop,
yeah,
let's say you walk out of the room,
yeah,
that muscle memory starts kicking back in, and I feel the need to go onto Facebook.
Shit.
Yeah. So imagine if you're hooked on heroin, and you've gone 10 years without using.
Yeah.
And somebody leaves a pipe in front of you.
Oh fuck.
Right? If Facebook could do that to a person, imagine like a real drug, what that could do.
That's why drugs exist, man. Drug memory. Muscle memory? Drug memory.
Well, we had a complaint for the last episode. We need more energy. So
Maybe we do need drugs.
Maybe we need drugs. I'm having a drug right now. It's called tea.
Caffeine. Have you seen what spiders do when they have caffeine? They make like fucked up designs and shit.
Was that caffeine or LSD? I think it was LSD. No. I don't think it was caffeine.
Don't give spiders LSD then.
Yeah.
Where do you even get LSD from? Like, that's like really hardcore. I don't think you get it, like, you know.
You gotta bring the energy, Roger.
Not on LSD, man.
You gotta be. Just imagine your brain is a spider on LSD weaving the most intricate web ever.
The thoughts aren't gonna make sense, though.
They're good. They already don't.
They do to some degree.
Once you parse through all the bullshit and you kind of dig down, maybe they make sense.
It's like gold. It's a gold mine. You know, you dig deep and the deeper you go, the thoughts make sense.
A lot of stuff you say doesn't make sense, but when you start talking about it, the logic kicks in.
Yeah.
And then it's more acceptable.
Matt, but if you think I bullshit and I'm like a bullshitter, which I am a bullshitter.
You are not a bullshitter.
No, I was yesterday.
How?
All right, so I had this interview for this club.
Okay.
There was a video interview at 9 in the morning. And one of the questions they asked me is, what is one corporate social response? This is a corporate social responsibility club. And they're like, what is one corporate social responsibility? A company that, like, you know, does very good in that. Now I shit my pants. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to say. I didn't fucking do research. You know, I'm...
Did you know what CSR was?
Yeah, okay, I knew that. I googled the definition.
Go on.
So I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to say. Right? Then I remembered, I'm like, Adidas had some like walk for the ocean or some shit that I saw on Instagram. And I just bullshitted like a couple lines about Adidas and shit. And then the lady's like, oh wow, I didn't know that. Adidas. What company is Adidas? And I'm like, shit, she asked me again, bro. She's like, oh no, she probably knows that I'm bullshitting. She probably knows that Adidas doesn't do shit. So I can bullshit.
We'll see once you get the job.
And then another question they asked me was, if you got an elephant and you couldn't sell it, what do you do with the elephant?
If you can't sell the elephant?
And you just have to keep the elephant. Like, what do you do with it?
Yeah.
And I said, you rent it out for like children's parties and weddings and shit. Like, I was like, imagine going to the Gurdwara on a horse and then elephant. That's even more crazier. But I obviously didn't say it like that.
How did you say it?
I'm like, so elephant, so I think you got to market it. You know, we're business students. We all like business. That's why we're at Shulik. And of course, you have to say ethical, you know, in our context, being the corporate social responsibility club, we can't help harm the elephant. But like, you know, kid wants it for their birthday party, rent it out.
What if the kid kicks it on the foot and the elephant fucking flicks the kid away? Right, you going to Timmy's fifth birthday party, Timmy's dead.
Timmy was into elephants. That's his own fault. What fucking 5-year-old likes elephants?
A lot of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Elephants are like weird though. They're like huge and shit.
That's why kids like them.
They like dinosaurs, not elephants.
Why do they like dinosaurs?
Because roar. You know, like the attacks and shit.
Okay, so yeah. So you said you market the elephant and you rent it out for birthday parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I'm like, some cultures, they like, you know, historically they would ride on horses and like elephants and stuff. So I'm like, you could bring that back, you know, maybe rent it out to some communal events and stuff. And they're like, wow. They're like, I had that question when I was applying to this club and I was stumped by it, but you did pretty good. And I was like, that's what I do, man.
You might. So when you stated that question, I got stumped by it too. Like, you buy an elephant and you want to turn a profit.
Yeah.
But you can't sell it.
Yeah.
That's a good response, man. You rent it out and you make your money back.
Yeah.
At what point do you call PETA? At some point, you have to get PETA involved.
I think PETA finds you. You don't find PETA. PETA finds some like brown man feeding like roti to an elephant, and they're like, that's where they draw the line.
I was listening to this guy named Paul Rizzoli. Paul Rizzoli, he's an environmentalist who works on protecting the Amazon.
Yeah.
He was on Joe Rogan's podcast last week.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 days ago. And he was talking about an elephant attack that he saw on video.
Oh, shit.
I think it was India.
Yeah.
The elephant trainer maybe was being abusive to the elephant or something. Or I don't know.
Oh, that happens, right? I guess. Yeah.
And the elephant decided, nah, buddy. No. I think the elephant flicked him.
Oh, shit. Away. Crushed with his, the trunk?
I don't know with what. I didn't see the video. Nor do I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Just listening to them talk about it, I was like, nah. So the elephant stomped on him and crushed his pelvis.
Oh.
And then he crushed his head.
That's fucked.
And then kept crushing it.
Damn.
So, yeah.
Maybe Timmy doesn't want an elephant. Maybe
Timmy doesn't want an elephant. Timmy doesn't know what elephants can do.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Elephants, I think PETA gets involved though once like the trunk starts like, you know, like, okay, so rich people have chocolate fountains. Maybe white chocolate fountains. What rich person has an elephant snort, like, out of its, like...
trunk?
Trunk, spraying out chocolate. As a chocolate fountain. Out of an elephant's trunk. You tell me. The Ambanis couldn't get it for their wedding. But if I had an elephant, I'd get it for you.
If you were... So, you're saying if I was that... If I was that rich,
yeah,
that I could afford to hire an elephant,
yeah,
who would first snort up the liquid chocolate,
yeah,
and then spray it.
Yeah.
Now, what are we spraying? Are we spraying my guests?
No, it says a fountain, like a fountain shape.
Okay, there's good idea. I admire the ingenuity. Can we turn this into a fake elephant, so we're not getting elephant boogers? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Because I don't want my guests, you know, like,
we're real
getting elephant flu or something.
Who does that though? A real elephant? Nobody.
Nobody does
it. You have Jeff Bezos, nobody's gonna do that. You know, that's, you gotta elevate your game.
See, the thing is, like, people will do all sorts of depraved acts, right? But they won't do this.
Diddy didn't do this at his party.
He did not. No elephants have come forward. So we know for a fact that Diddy was not using elephants for elephant chocolate fountains.
That's a good idea, though, if we could work it out.
Just renting elephant or elephant fountain?
Elephant fountain.
Oh.
Then they asked me, what kind of animal would you be? Or, like, what kind of animal are you?
Are you making this up on the spot?
No,
right
no.
It's a real...
This is what they asked me. I'm seeing it firsthand. So, my response was, if I wanted to be an elephant, I'd want to be, like, an eagle or something. Because, like, I'm, like, you know, corporate social responsibility and, like...
Wait, sorry. Maybe it's your English here. Maybe it's your thought pattern. But that did not make sense. If I wanted to be an elephant, I'd be an eagle?
Oh, no. I want to be an animal.
Okay. Kind of fucked up elephants or eagles. What kind of trance animal shit is this?
It's an animal.
Imagine fluid. The animal kingdom, an elephant's like, I identify as an eagle.
It's a gender fluid elephant.
These aren't ears, these are wings. See the movie Dumbo?
No,
what that is, it's an old Disney movie from the 50s. It's a cartoon movie.
Yeah,
it's an elephant with large ears, so large that it flaps when it flies.
Oh shit!
Yeah, go on.
All right, so they're like, if you could be an animal, what animal would you be?
Mm.
And I said, if I was an animal, I would be an eagle because, like, America eagle. But that's not what I said.
Okay.
I'm like an eagle because, like, you know, freedom, corporate social responsibility. An eagle is like, you know, they can't get messed up by the humans and shit, and like, they're naturally, like, you know, in the air and freedom. And
but how does an eagle relate to corporate social responsibility?
Because, like, you know, other animals on the ground, like, they could get, like, violated and shit by, like, mm-hmm. companies, you know, the pollution, they're dumping the alcohol in the ocean, then, like, the cow drinks it and the cow dies.
Okay.
Eagle fly away. Eagle, no drink contaminated water.
But the eagle's probably going to come back and eat that dead cow.
Eagle is winning. So then I'm like, okay, if I wanted to be animal, I would be an eagle. But what animal am I? I'm like a horse. You ever heard of a workhorse? They work and they work and they get the job done. They pull you to the finish line. They pull themselves to the finish line. If I become a position in your club, I will be that workhorse. And they're like, wow, that's the first time anybody ever said two animals. And I'm like, that's what you get with me. You get a horse and an eagle. A horse-eagle hybrid.
That's some Harry Potter bullshit. Because pretty sure that hippogriff thingy in Harry Potter was a horse-eagle hybrid.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Damn. Somebody beat you to the punch, man.
Fuck.
Yeah, but that is some bullshit.
So I think I can bullshit, and I think I did good.
Yeah, and if you say something with enough confidence,
yeah,
you can pass it off as being,
yeah,
legit, yeah, almost.
Yeah,
if it's like, oh, my door, oh, eagle, a horse, then it's like, and it's like you don't even know what you want to be.
Man, I know what I want to be though.
What?
A lube technician.
Explain yourself.
Alright, so I was on job boards the other day.
Yes.
Looking at jobs. And I came across the position of a lube technician.
Right.
And so I click on it, obviously.
Did the address say some mansion in Beverly Hills?
No.
Okay.
No. It said bring 1,000 balls of baby oil. Though.
Okay. Go on.
Lube technician.
Right.
So it was at some like oil change place, 5-minute oil change or something. And they're like, we need somebody to do oil changes, wiper fluid, lubes, lubrications. And I'm like, yeah, I could do that. So I applied to that job. But it was very strange. I don't know why they call it a lube technician. Maybe label it something else, like oil changer, tire changer.
See, people, when they put jobs like this, what company was it? Were they brown?
No, it was white.
White, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's usually opening people who name something but yeah, they don't understand the double meaning.
Yeah.
Like every trucking company sounds like a seems like a billboard for trans people.
Boy, yeah, right? That makes sense.
All these guys, they shorten transportation to trans, right? So
yeah, it's bound to happen. But I also,
yeah,
I applied to like become like a painter and like all different basement building jobs.
Yeah,
drywall framer. Apply to all those jobs. It's very hard to get a job out there nowadays. You know, I became so desperate, I put this podcast on LinkedIn. When you put this podcast on LinkedIn, that's when you know you're desperate.
I had a topic that I wanted to discuss. And all I remember putting in the group,
yeah,
is naked LeBron PTSD with parents.
I don't know what that means.
Let me think about this. Naked LeBron PTSD.
Does it have something to do with starting five?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. So there's a new Netflix documentary out about the NBA. It's called Starting Five. And it follows LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards, Domantas Sabonis, and who's a Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Buckets.
Now, you always want to watch something in comfort.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you don't know when somebody's ass is going to pop up on the screen.
Right? Yeah, that's valid.
Right, and sometimes enough stuff happens when you're watching something with your parents. Something inappropriate comes on. Your dad yells at you, and yeah, blah blah blah, and it's scarring. Right.
Same thing happened to me today when you walked in.
What?
I thought it was my dad. Yeah. And Family Guy was on the TV, and I was like, Quagmire was doing a chick.
Yeah.
So I turned it off.
Oh. So, anyways, I was watching this show yesterday at my house, and for some reason, I'm like, I hope they don't show LeBron's ass while my parents are sitting here.
Why? Okay, sure.
I don't know. It's just PTSD.
Okay.
I'm having, and this isn't, it's not even a sexual show or any show that would require, it's not a show that would bank were on the, LeBron's nudity.
Were they insinuating it?
No,
like,
no.
Like foreshadowing?
No, it was just LeBron in the locker room
with
his shorts on.
Oh, shit.
No shirt, just shorts on.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not a show that banks on nudity to be popular.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm like, I hope they don't show LeBron's ass.
Did they?
No, they didn't.
Okay. I mean, if they did, that'd probably break the internet. I mean, like, LeBron's ass. His toes are bad enough, bro. Have you seen his feet?
It was a whole bit on the show.
Yeah, that's athlete's foot, man. You gotta take that care and gotta get...
I don't know if that's what athlete's foot is.
Oh.
It's like, it gets itchy. It's like a bacterial or fungal infection or something.
Yeah, but his feet are like into each other and it's not nice.
Who on that show, based on what you watched, stood out the most to you?
Anthony Edwards. Was like gangster lifestyle, you know. You don't really see the gangsterness. I don't know. He just looks like, I think we discussed it, he just looks like somebody who would go bankrupt based on his actions. Like if I was a bank,
yeah,
I would give him a, like, banks don't give loans to, I wouldn't give him a loan. What is what I'm saying? No matter, he's a basketball player. If I'm Nike, I wouldn't extend him a shoe deal. Is what I'm saying.
Why? Okay, a bank, okay. So as a bank, why would you not give him a loan?
He's not going to be able to pay it back after.
Because that sounds very racist.
No, that...
That sounds extremely racist. That you're denying a person of color a loan and saying he won't be able to pay it back. In today's day and age, that just screams, it's because he's black.
It has nothing to do with the color of his skin or his occupation.
Okay.
It's just how he moves.
Okay.
Like having like a, like your uncle pack your suitcases. he moves like a dude who's gonna go bankrupt.
Who's just gonna piss all his money away, basically.
Yeah.
On stupid shit.
He paid a woman for an abortion, like 100K, was it, right? It was him?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't extend him a loan.
But not because he's black.
No, not
even if he was up on a Punjabi, you would still not extend him alone.
Maybe even less so. What is he going to do with it? He's probably going to start a trucking company. We don't need more of those. You're going to start an Anthony Edwards Trans.
Oh, but imagine having your uncle whose sole purpose in life is to pack your bags for you when you go away on road trips.
That's fucked up. That's disrespectful, man.
Imagine me hiring my chacha, like Rana's dad, to be, I gotta go on a road trip, gotta pack my bags for me.
The first thing is, brown men and like that, from that age demographic, they don't know like how to do shit like that, you know? If you tell them to pack your bags, they're gonna throw a bunch of like weird shit in there.
Probably outsource it to their wives.
Yeah, outsource it to their wives.
On one hand, it's kind of good that he's giving people in his family some sort of active role.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like you can pack your own bags. You're a man.
Yeah.
You're a man with kids.
Yeah.
Right?
He has kids?
I think so.
Oh.
I think she kept that baby.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think at that point, you should be able to pack your own bags.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you... Did you watch that episode?
No.
So his uncle is packing him, I think, one Deji suitcase full of clothing.
Yeah.
And another suitcase with his video game.
Oh my god. This man. When did athletes start playing video games? Because before I was like, anybody played video games, I was like you're a geek, bro. Like, why are you playing?
I think it was like LeBron's era when that draft class came in, I think.
Really?
Or maybe I think around that area.
Yeah. But I remember during COVID, that's when like a lot of athletes became streamers. Like hockey players became streamers during that time.
Because before that, video games were, like,
yeah,
you played them at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Wii Sports.
Imagine Michael Jordan playing video games.
Oh,
he would, and he would try to win, but like I don't think him.
Imagine playing like Super Mario or something, the Super Mario World on like the N64 or something. Or like Donkey Kong Country.
Those are like sick games.
That's not racist, by the way.
No, it's not. It's just a game. It's a very, very good game.
Yeah.
So we just want to reiterate the fact that Roger denying a loan to Anthony Edwards is not based on his skin color.
No, it has nothing to
do with it. It's just based on the fact that he probably doesn't understand what the value of money is.
He moves like a financially illiterate person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's nothing.
Coming from a person who has like $0.
Yeah.
So... He's a millionaire. I have $0, so I wouldn't extend him a loan. Would he extend me a loan? I think he should. So if he's listening to this, hey, extend me a loan.
I don't know. He could probably use you on his staff.
He could. I'm in the need of
you a could job. Be his elephant wrangler.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
If he needs an elephant for his birthday party or something. Or like, let's say the Timberwolves win the championship. Who's his elephant man? He will be taking that parade on an elephant. If the Timberwolves ever win a championship, Anthony Edwards will be on an elephant. And that's not racist. Okay. Clip this. Somebody clip this. Well, mark my words.
We'll clip it.
Yeah.
And you're providing the elephant?
Me or maybe one of my subsidiaries. Or right? That's not substituents.
Subsidiary?
Subsidiary.
Okay.
Me or one of my subsidiaries, we will make sure that man has an elephant by the time he wins the championship. Now, the New York Knicks might have delayed that a little bit. We'll make sure. We'll get him in touch with the right people.
Speaking of jobs, you're also interviewing for a job at Pandora?
Pandora.
Oh, what the fuck? How did that happen?
So, as I was saying before, I was on job boards late at night. And Pandora had a posting at the Brumley City Center. Now, back in the summer, I replied to Pandora. And I did not get the interview because I didn't get it. We'll put it that way.
Interview or job?
Job, interview, same thing. Never got it.
Okay.
This time I landed the interview though. So it was 9 at night. I applied to the job, sent my resume, link my LinkedIn with the podcast listed on it. Right? This is the new LinkedIn with the podcast listed on it. Not the old one. This is the new one. With 20 connections.
Okay.
Yeah, I have 20 connections.
Go on.
So I applied to the job. They emailed me back saying, here is this assessment you have to fill. And it's like a personality test. They give you options. They're like, what would you do? And there's like 40 questions. I'm not gonna lie, that shit was taking too long. So I just pressed random shit, got through that part. Right? That was probably good. I don't know what my personality is. I just tapped it. And then the second part was like, it was like, you're in a retail scenario, what do you do? There's like 3 choices and you have to list them from like best, worst, and like middle choice. Again, taking too long. Randomly sort those. Get through it in like 5 minutes. Then I got an email saying, here, book your interview time slot. And then I'm like, okay, and then it's like Monday, but Monday's Thanksgiving. So I'm like, how does that make sense? I don't know. I booked it for Monday. And we'll see if it's legit or not.
You working at Pandora?
Yeah, charms and shit.
Charms and shit. You might be one step closer to being like those things on Instagram.
Which one?
Those fashion things.
No, man.
Hey, man.
That's not me, bro.
Maybe that's how they started at Pandora.
That's not... Pandora, bro? I don't know, man. They don't want me building basements. They don't want me being a lube technician. They don't want me being that lube technician. So I guess Pandora's the way to go, right? I have a pretty good record in interviews. Okay,
like, yeah.
My record in interviews is pretty good. I'm like 3-1.
3-1?
When it comes down
to... You haven't worked yet.
Yeah, no, just school clubs, including school clubs.
Okay.
So I'm 3-1 in interviews. So my interview record is pretty good. I think I'm a good interview taker.
Okay.
So I think I'll probably land it. And if anybody needs any charms, hit me up. We'll get you in contact with the right people. And we'll get you those charms.
To be honest, I didn't even know Pandora was still in business.
The one thing I do think I need to learn is, if I work at the Brumley City Center, I'm going to need to improve my Hindi.
Okay.
Because one day...
Oh, speaking of your Hindi, the type of Hindi you speak,
yeah,
that might be an actual dialect in Northern India. I saw a video of a guy.
Yeah.
Right? And when I heard it, I'm like, this sounds familiar, right? I mean, this guy can't be trolling the cameras here, right? Because those guys wouldn't do it.
Yeah, those guys are genuine.
Yeah. And it was like a refined combination of your Hindi and Sunny's Hindi.
Sunny? Oh, shit. Sunny knows Hindi like that?
Which Sunny are you?
Your Sunny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like that.
Damn.
Like that dialect.
Shit. Like that. Anyways, no, I say that because one day...
The guy's in North Carolina right now. I don't know why that's funny. He's in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
For training.
Shit. Pulling some North Carolina chicks. Like, what's that guy's name? On Instagram?
Who?
There was Billis. What is his first name?
Oh, Jazz Billin?
Yeah, Jazz Billin. He's pulling up a Jazz Billin in North Carolina.
Ugh. they stuck him on a flight, and so he flew. He was supposed to fly from Vancouver to Toronto.
Yeah.
And catch a connection from here to, I think it's Charlotte or Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't know which city he's going to. But so, come to Toronto, switch planes, and fly out.
Hmm.
They change his flight, send it for Denver.
Denver? Shit.
And both flights, they put him in the middle.
Oh my God. That's rough. Denver, though, he can answer our question. Is the Denver airport haunted?
I asked him that.
Yeah.
I'm like, check if it's haunted.
Yeah.
He's like, I only have 49 minutes before I got to catch my next flight. Like, yeah, I can't. But, you know, I'm...
On the way back, maybe? Or?
Who knows where he's flying to on the way back. Yeah, well, but yeah, it's a pretty big conspiracy, Ed.
Yeah.
Denver Airport?
Yeah.
Is it like on Indian burial ground?
Maybe. Cleveland Indian burial ground.
What the fuck? How does that make sense?
Denver and Cleveland, they're not near, are they?
No, they're not.
I messed up.
Yeah, you did.
Colorado Rockies burial ground.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Geography. Yeah, so I say I need to learn better Hindi because... Well, first of all, at school, there's this one international student in our class, and...
She a girl?
No, it's a guy.
Oh.
We don't talk to girls like that. Okay. Well, I know a guy who does, but I don't talk to girls like that.
Go on.
So anyways, I'm like, he was on the phone on Hindi, right? So my friend's like, yo, spit some Hindi to him, right? And I'm like, fuck, I got confidence, shit. And then I tried to speak Hindi with him, but it was mostly Punjabi that came out. And I'm like, yo, my Hindi needs help. And he's like, yeah, it does.
Okay, let's do this. I'm that guy.
All right.
Spit some Hindi.
Kaise hai? Exam badhiya se hoya hai?
Yo, you might be... I don't know if that guy's trolling with that dialect or if you're just... That's basically spot on with how that guy was speaking on camera. How did you learn, and use the term loosely here, learn your Hindi?
Instagram. Just watching Biggie and shit in the pinned. Watching like rickshaw drivers and shit.
The funny thing is, that's the people who the Biggie work for, that's probably how they speak Hindi to the Biggie.
Yeah. So I just have that CEO mindset. Anyway, so the way that's one of the reasons why I say I need to improve my Hindi and why it applies to the BCC.
Huh?
BCC, Bramley City Center, BCC.
Oh, yeah.
Why it applies to the BCC is I went to sell my dad's phone last year and the guys there all spoke to me in Hindi, all like the small stores and shit. And I tried for my life to speak Hindi and it did not go well. His phone, let's just put it this way, his phone did not sell. So I think if I need to work there, I need to learn Hindi.
Yeah.
So take it from me, if you want a job in Brampton, learn Hindi and Punjabi. Just Punjabi isn't enough anymore.
I'm like lately with I shouldn't be surprised, but lately I've been surprised by how many Hindi speakers live in Brampton.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought for the most part it was just like us.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the Brampton Transit bus plowing through people's backyards?
No.
No? So a couple of days ago, a Brampton City bus was ran off the road by a driver.
Oh, shit.
And the bus left the road and plowed through 5 backyards in Brampton.
Fuck.
And one of the guys that they spoke with was a Hindi speaker, right? And they're talking to this guy.
Yeah.
And they're asking him, like, you know, like his views and opinions on how the city's handling it. And he said something which, I don't know, maybe we'll do a deep dive into it to see if it makes sense. And so the reporter's like, so what happened with the police?
Yeah.
And in his English, with his accent, I'm not going to do the accent, you know, it's been written wrong. Right. He said, the police said, here's the case number. Talk to your insurance.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And the reporter's like, why do you think they would say that?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, maybe it's discrimination. Right? And I sat there thinking, make it make sense to me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
No. I don't know. I thought a similar situation was going to happen to me the other day.
Yeah.
I was coming home on the 501 with my friend. And we were sitting down and the bus driver took like a right turn. But like half the bus went on top of the curb, on top of the sidewalk. And we were on the side that went on top. And we thought we were going to die. Because the entire boss became slanted at that point. And we almost
fell. It seemed kind of like top heavy. It wouldn't take much for it to tip over.
Yeah. And but luckily, we were safe.
How come school buses don't have seatbelts?
I don't know. I don't think.
Right? You can put the most precious of things on a school bus. You know, your kids.
Yeah.
Right? People's...
The future.
The future.
Yeah.
Right? And you put them in the care of a... Random stranger.
Random stranger. Probably does drugs.
Right?
Could be.
Could be. No, but they get tested.
Have you seen The Simpsons?
Otto's different.
Okay.
You put these little precious kids, you know, like every parent's fucking life is in those kids.
Yeah.
Right? And there's no seatbelts.
Yeah. Maybe there's a physics reason to that. Maybe you need to ask like a physiologist.
Huh?
physiologist.
A physics reason, and we need to ask a physiologist.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Right, because maybe they don't... Do they have airbags?
Not where the kids are sitting.
Not
even on the steering wheel, I guarantee
you. Yeah, there's like a black steering wheel.
Yeah.
I don't... Maybe the government needs to get on that.
There's no padding or anything. It's fucking just like sharp, metal. Edges on the windows.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe the government needs to get on that.
Should we patent a safe school bus?
Just fucking do it. It'll be like a mental asylum. I like the white walls that are all soft and shit.
Yeah.
School buses, though, the back was the place to be in a school
bus. Why do all the stupid kids sit on the back?
Hey, I was on the back, usually, when we went to school trips.
I mean, I was too. But like, mostly it's the troublemakers.
Because the teacher sits at the front.
I only started sitting at the back when the troublemakers graduated from high school and they left.
Yeah.
So then I was able to sit back there. Because the one time I tried sitting back there, they just kept putting fingers on my ears.
Fingers in your ears?
Yeah, they just kept putting fucking fingers on my ears. And I mean, now I'm never sitting in the back again. Until these guys leave school.
What did you do then?
I just sat there, man.
You did try to
No, I couldn't. What was I going to do?
Stick it in their ears.
The guy who was fucking sticking his fingers in my ear, he had a six pack.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Remember the guy showed you a picture of him? He has a face tattoo now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He's Punjabi.
Okay, maybe stay away from that kind of stuff.
So, I'm not going to go back there. Until these guys leave.
Then high school. They left?
I left in 2 years.
Okay.
2 years later, I moved to the back.
Did you finger people's ears then?
No, I didn't.
No. Okay. You reformed at the back of the bus.
I reformed.
So that's what you
I
sat
made it
at the
more
back.
Respectable.
Yeah, you sat at the back to give it respect.
Yeah.
But I think I don't know if this is true.
Who am I kidding, man? I was here once or twice, man. Me and my friend were sitting in the front of the bus playing Crazy Eights.
The reason why I think we used to do it because like the back is the bumpiest.
Yeah, that's basically the only reason.
That's the only reason.
You just fucking fly and hit the ceiling.
Yeah. Safe school buses, man.
Safe.
You gotta make those.
Oh, man. What else, Roger? Doing a fire pit today?
Fire pit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta be like wilderness. You know, like women are like, what are they, what kind of men do they like?
Who?
Women. Sophisticated, that's the word I was looking for.
Not really, man. Some of these girls go for dumbasses.
Women are like, they're like sophisticated men, so you gotta have a podcast, you gotta like do a fire pit every now and then, and you're sophisticated.
I've seen some really good looking girls with like some of these fucking stupid ass dumbasses. So it depends on how good you can bullshit.
Sophisticated. Like sure. A lube technician, that's what women look for.
Sure.
A sophisticated lube technician. Some would say Diddy was a lube technician.
Some would say that.
I would say that.
You would say that. Anything else?
We'll check.
There's nothing in the topics because nobody said anything.
Wow. TD Bank money laundering.
Yeah, you heard about that?
No.
TD Bank was fined $3 billion by the US government for making it easy for criminal outfits to launder money.
I have an account with TD Bank, so what does that mean? I have to get away with that?
No, so do I.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like...
We could get away with it.
Not anymore. They know what's happening. Fuck. So any money you want to launder from your elephant activities?
Yeah.
Got to find a different source now. Not a source, I mean different venue.
Different venue. Money laundering, though, do you think it's easier than the past or harder? With like Venmo and stuff and PayPal. gift cards.
Hey man, that's too sophisticated for my taste. I don't know, man.
Brampton, though, that's the place to be for money laundering,
right? A lot of these businesses in Brampton are probably money laundering fronts.
Are we a money laundering front?
We gotta make money first.
Our aspirations. You know, you're doing well when you have the ability to money launder. You know, like a lot of businesses, they don't have like success metrics of success. You have like ROA, ROI, you know, ROE, all the R ratios. But the ability to money launder. When you have the ability, not money laundering itself, but when you have the ability, the resources to money launder, you have an account in Sweden, you have the billions of dollars. Like when you have enough money to get...
In Switzerland?
Whatever country.
Swiss banks. Right.
Whatever money, and then you have like enough resources, you have enough money to like get, if you get caught for money laundering, you'd be thrown in with your entire board of directors. That's when you know your business is doing good.
So you're not saying that you should launder money.
No.
Is that when you possess the ability to launder money?
Yeah.
When you're making enough money that you could launder it.
Yeah. That's when you know you're doing good. As somebody who knows about CSR, that's...
Yeah, that's... one thing that I've learned in this small conversation today over the last, 45 minutes or so is you can apply CSR to anything.
I can. I don't know about other people.
Yeah, I'm struggling at this moment, so I was trying to extrapolate from your confidence and see if I could make it work. It didn't work. But speaking of CSR, I wanted to discuss this when we were actually talking about CSR.
Yeah.
CSR is basically just a Western thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Western society concept.
Yeah.
Right? The further east you go, the less corporate social responsibility there is.
I'll just put it this way. The further east you go, the more beat up elephants you're going
to
see.
Yes. And you get to a point where there are no elephants.
Yeah.
China. That's where they make elephants.
Oh, shit.
Toy elephants.
Well, yeah.
Your fountain chocolate elephant made in China.
China, yeah. China.
Hey, what a full circle moment, eh? We started talking about CSR.
Yeah.
That led to elephants.
Yeah.
Right? That led to chocolate fountain elephant.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to get that chocolate fountain elephant made in China, where there is probably not a lot of CSR.
Yeah.
The irony of that. Wow.
I think CSR stands for something else in China. Chinese socialist reform. Right? Like, socialism.
Probably.
Something like that. Chinese Sweat Republic. Acronyms. You think if we, the West did something like that, we got a couple sweatshops going here in Brampton, you think that'd work?
They do work.
I mean, yeah, they do.
All of these things are sweatshops. I was involved in a sweatshop.
What? Oh, shit.
You know how much you sweat when you drive a truck? Fuck.
Really? It's a sweaty job?
Yeah. In the summer.
But like AC.
You gotta get out and hook your truck and stuff.
Oh, shit.
I'd be fucking...
Do you have to turn your AC off, though, to preserve gas? No, you don't?
No.
But like, where's the CSR in that?
There's no CSR. There's no CSR in when it comes to...
Hard work.
Yeah, I guess.
Hard work, CSR. They don't balance.
You can't have CSR when you're trying to make... things work.
You can't have CSR when you're trying to help a brother out.
I don't know how that makes sense. But like, let's say you're starting a business and you're just trying to make ends meet.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have time for CSR.
You don't.
Right?
If they see companies, which Brampton has a lot, these companies, these big companies.
Sorry, I'm going to cut you off. The joke was going to be the sweatshops here are the restaurants.
Well, yeah.
You're probably eating some of that sweat.
Sweat and tears.
Sweat and tears.
I mean, Torka hurts, bro. That shit does make you cry. Make your nostrils
throw. You know what's painful?
Milk. Yeah.
Cooking bacon with no shirt on.
Really?
Yeah, I've done that a couple times.
Oh, it like splashes?
Yeah, it splashes, man. Fuck. It burns. Go on. Sorry.
So like, do you think of these Brampton companies, you know, they work their employees hard, obviously. We've talked about this. If they implemented CSR, does Brampton have a better rep? And does it help the companies?
See, a certain amount of CSR means parting with your money to help people.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that. That's all I'm going to say. Right?
See, would you do a CSR event or would you pay your employees like give a dollar raise or something?
CSR event, man. Fuck my employees.
Yeah, let's go feed some like...
Hey, man, I can get away with spending $10,000 on a CSR thing for one day. But you want me to pay my employees $1 extra per hour?
Fair, that's fair.
For the whole year and moving forward? No.
That's fair. Maybe like just go into a random...
Also, to any future investors listening to this, this is me impersonating a typical business owner in Brampton. These are not my views.
That's fair, man. Just go into a random parking lot, find some seagulls, give them a loaf of bread, and let them go hog wild.
That's CSR. It doesn't have to be towards people.
Yeah.
It's the environment.
It's the environment.
Right? That's what we learn in Business 101.
Yeah.
CSR does not limit itself to just people.
Yeah.
You can fucking... The roti you make at home that nobody eats. People feed it to the...
Feed it to the squirrels.
Squirrels. It's CSR.
We did CSR. Okay. The BBC... It emits a lot of pollution. The catalytic converter doesn't work.
Also, to anybody from the actual BBC listening, this is an acronym we have used to refer to their family vehicle. It is a big black caravan. Go on.
So, it pollutes a lot. Now, we're healthy individuals. We want to give back to the community. So, how do we do that with CSR? We found a roti underneath the hood that was supposedly, allegedly, a squirrel put up there. So then we took the roti out, we threw it onto the lawn and fertilizer, and it's feeding some squirrel somewhere. So CSR. You got to take it. How are we implementing?
Okay, see, so I used to, okay, so you know how there's a concept of when you give money to charities, you can use it as a tax deduction?
Yeah.
So when I was young and naive,
yeah,
I used to struggle with the idea, with that very idea, right?
Hmm.
If I'm giving back to a charity,
yeah,
and I am claiming the tax deduction,
yeah,
why am I really doing it? Am I doing it because I'm helping somebody?
Yeah.
Or am I being greedy and trying to save money for myself?
Yeah.
Right? Logical.
Logical conclusion.
Logical conclusion, right?
Yeah.
Then I grew up and I'm like, fuck it. We're both benefiting, right?
Yeah.
That the entire purpose of that tax deduction is to incentivize you to give back to people.
Yeah.
Right? So one thing I learned from my tax professor is there's always a reason behind tax policies.
Yeah.
And the reason here is it gives you an incentive to help people by saving money for yourself.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, yeah, now it's like, yeah, fuck, we're both benefiting. Right? So kind of transferring that thought to CSR, if there was no benefit from CSR...
Yeah.
What companies do?
No.
CSR?
No.
No, right?
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I have a similar story to the tax thing.
Yeah.
So back in the old days, yeah, when me and my cousin would go to Pangara.
Yeah.
Now, when we would pay like the fees, I think it was like $10 a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? $10 for like two classes, because like two classes a week. Right? So... It was like you'd pay at the end of the month, whatever, it would be like $40, $50, right? Whatever it was at the end of the month. And they would give you a tax receipt, like a charity. Now is that tax evasion?
It's not tax evasion.
No?
You use that tax receipt when you file your taxes.
Yeah, so then you, like a charity.
They're setting up, oh, for them?
Yeah.
Oh, I think, man, for the people whose kids go to that.
Yeah, them too.
Like, no, not for them.
Okay.
For the other comp thing.
Yeah.
They're setting themselves up as a charity.
Yeah.
That's probably a little bit too much of a gray area there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Them, yeah.
I was outside of... I was on the border of Brampton.
So. Ronnie, if you're listening... We do have an accountant on staff.
Well, there you go.
I don't even know if he's gonna listen to this. He messaged me a couple days ago,
yeah,
when that last episode came out. The last episode was one of the shittiest episodes, I think.
That was the one I marketed to people, man.
I fucked up.
Should have waited a
week. Only put that episode out because of the cold boobs joke. refrigerated boobs joke, right? Just for that joke, I'm like, fine.
Let's salvage the episode. Right?
Rana messaged me saying, hey, man, I'm going to listen to this episode when I go for my run. I'm like, should I tell him that it's not worth listening to? I haven't seen. I just double tap a message and give him a heart.
Yeah, so I marketed the podcast to my friends. They said it's a good idea, you know.
It is a good idea.
Yeah. Like, Brampton doesn't have a representation in podcasting. And I'm like, do we want to be them?
I don't want to be that.
I don't want to be that.
But
hey, sometimes you got to be the hero that you don't want to be, but the world needs. I'll put it that way.
Okay, let's say if Batman was real.
We are doing a CSR to Brampton.
Let's say if Batman was real.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think he would set up his Batcave in Brampton?
No.
Well, there you go. So even the hero who the world needs but doesn't deserve, or whatever fucking way that line goes, even he doesn't want to be in Brampton. There was a guy in front of me today.
Yeah.
You know when you come down Goreway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
After you pass Queen.
Yeah.
When you go straight, it's Humber West.
Yeah, Humber West.
You turn right and it's in Goreway again.
Yeah.
So this person was standing in front of me, right? You can turn red on right.
Yeah.
You can turn right on red.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you can turn right on red.
Yeah.
And this person's standing there.
Mm.
Right? No cars coming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, should I honk?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, it's Brampton.
Yeah,
I don't know who's in that car.
Yeah.
Last week somebody honked at somebody and some guy threw, I think, an egg at the lady's windshield and shot the windshield.
Yeah, that's...
So I just sat behind his car.
Should have revved up. If it was the van, I would rev up.
Yeah.
I heard if you drive in third gear in traffic, it's better for the car. Or like more fuel economical. More ESG, more CSR.
More CSR for the economy if you drive in third gear.
So take that tip, viewers.
Yes.
I'm not liable though if you fuck your car up.
So. Oh, we're not liable for anything we say on this podcast.
Yeah. We should make the viewers sign a waiver.
Yeah.
And then write the waiver off as a charity thing.
Nothing we say makes any sense. I mean, it makes sense. We're coherent.
That's logical.
There's a logical flow of ideas.
Yeah.
But we do zero research.
Yeah.
We're telling my cousin to set up his academy as a charity. Don't do it. No, I'm just saying. It's just a joke. It's an idea. Don't do it. Right? We're not liable for anything we tell anybody on this podcast.
Any advice we give.
Any CSR advice we give. Any type of advice we
Business advice.
Any type of advice.
Driving advice.
Any type of advice. We're not liable. Hello, Harwinder.
Hello.
How are
you done?
We're basically done.
How do you implement CSR at your workplace?
Yes, how do
Explain
you,
a little bit.
As a person with 3 degrees.
2.5.
Round up.
Three.
How do you implement CSR?
At work, yeah.
So, like, a lot of companies have, like, organizations built in or foundations where they give back.
Mm.
Right, so that's usually how most organizations do it. But CSR is the old version. Now it's something,
ESG.
Yeah. Oh, you know ESG.
I go to Shula.
Okay. Well, now it's about ESG. No one really talks.
The fuck
about
is
CSR.
ESG?
Environmental social governance.
Oh.
And like it's.
Is that the woke for? Like, is that the woke version?
No, it's ESG.
The gender fluid
like
version.
Sustainability.
Ah. Wait. So like feeding pigeons is in CSR. That's ESG.
Feeding pigeons.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's
anything.
You're giving back, though. You're giving back to the environment. Pigeons are part of the environment.
Yeah, but, like, people don't care about pigeons. If you give back to an animal that, like, society cared about, it's all optics, right?
Which animal can you give back to? Elephants?
Like, endangered species.
Elephants.
Try to protect them.
Yeah, he's buying an elephant and then renting it out for children's birthday parties.
That's the new business plan.
Are you just putting, like... elephants do labor then? Like, how's that help?
No, because thing is, like, so he's put in a position where he has to buy an elephant for a class project, and the idea is to flip it for a profit.
Without selling it.
Without. How do you flip it for a profit?
Just rent it out.
No, but listen.
Okay.
But then he has trouble selling it because elephant sales are illegal on the black market,
yeah.
Right?
You could part it.
No.
Like an old car.
Oh. Okay.
I know a guy who would pay good money for the horns.
Oh my god. That's so funny.
To who? Elephants? They're not listening to us. Yeah. Oh, PETA's gonna cancel our podcast.
No, but if you find an elephant that is like a dead carcass of an elephant, like your elephant dies, you could part it out for organs and help other animals.
I've never heard of organ transplants in animals.
Ask a veterinarian.
I haven't talked to that guy in like a year.
That one vet that you
know. One vet I know.
It just probably works.
Yo, AJ, if you're listening, I know we haven't talked in a while, but like, serious question. Roger wants to know, can you do organ transplants in animals?
So how do you exemplify a CSI? Or ESG, or whatever you guys call it.
I don't.
Don't you guys get like slack for that?
I don't specifically. It's not something I'm working on.
You know, people are probably like, why does she always come towards the end of the episode? It's because she wants to come and end the episode.
Yeah.
Right? So I think we should take this opportunity to say that's been a good show.
Yeah.
And we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
And we're not liable for anything we said.
Mm.
It's just shits and giggles.
Yeah.
We're not giving any advice of any kind.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, let's go burn some stuff.
All right, bye. Say bye, Roger.
Okay, we're going to go do some CSR now.
ESG.
ESG, yeah, we're going to go do some ESG.
Bye.